We present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Peter Jones, and Amy MacDonald in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. As you just heard, we welcome back Amy MacDonald to try and compete against our three regular male competitors of the game. And as usual, I'll ask them to talk, if they can, on some subject without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject. And we'll begin the show this week with Kenneth Williams. The subject we're going to start the show with is jury service. And Kenneth Williams, will you talk for 60 seconds on that, if you can, starting now?
This is the procedure in English jurisprudence whereby 12 good men and true are asked to give their verdict. And I have been present at the Central Criminal Court, or as it's more affectionately known by Londoners, the...
Amy MacDonald.
I don't understand how a criminal court can be affectionate.
It's affectionately known as the Old Bailey.
Well, nobody knows if a court is affectionately, do
you? Oh, they? Yes, you can use a term of affection even for a criminal court.
Can you?
And that is how the Old Bailey's name arose. I'm sorry.
She's an idiot, isn't she? I'm going to... She's got no idea. Lives in London and don't know that.
Amy has not played the game as often as you, and naturally...
She's played the game often enough. Look at her.
The whole purpose of the game is to try and score points, as you said, and that's what Amy was trying to do. She was unsuccessful here. You have another point for an incorrect challenge. You have 39 seconds on jury service starting now.
Of course, the best kind of jury is one where all the members are sane, level-headed, contemporary, conversant, and just...
Peter Jones on this occasion challenged.
Well, they would have to be contemporary. They can't have dead people.
That's, I think, a very good challenge. And you have a point, Peter, and you have 29 seconds. Now you take over the subject, having gained a point for a correct challenge. Jury service starting now.
I've only been called to the jury once, and I happened to be in America, and I had to pay a solicitor to plead for me and pay 4 guineas, I remember. That rankles still over the years. Never been asked to go and sit...
Derek Nimmo, challenge.
Repetition of asked.
Yes, the correct challenge, 15 seconds, jury service with you starting now.
Well, I think that juries ought to be brought up to date like everything else, and I think they ought to be decimalised. We ought to have 10 good men and true.
Peter Jones.
Reputation of ought.
Yes, it's a tough challenge. But
also,
we have
grammatical what's tough about it? Because if they were decimalised, they would be subtracted by 1/10, you see.
Oh, he's
That's
so
what
clever,
they would be.
Isn't
so
he?
Actually, it's not what you're saying, is it? You meant there should be 10 men.
Kenneth.
Oh, no, I'm wrong. It's decimated.
You were quite wrong.
Right. Would you like to?
And shut up! Kenneth, with one accord, we would all like...
It's a man that can acknowledge his own mistakes, isn't it? Isn't that a noble thing to have
now,
done?
Now, look, you've got half an hour to go. Don't shoot everything at the beginning.
Oh, no, right.
Don't, hold
yes.
something back.
You're quite right. Yes. I should. Yes, you're right. I need sedation, really.
You do, really, yes.
I wish we could decimate you at the present moment so we get on with the game. Yeah. Who challenged?
I did.
Yes, you had a correct one on ought. You have 10 seconds on jury service. Peter, starting now.
Sometimes the people can number 8 or 14, even, when they are selecting...
Kenneth Williams challenged.
This is only in a coroner's jury, you
No,
see.
It isn't. It's when they're selecting Miss World and other footling things like that.
I don't... Mr. Chairman, would you refer to them as a jury?
Yes, they often refer
well,
to
no,
as a jury.
No, they are incorrectly referred to as a jury, but they are still... That term is still used for them.
Exactly.
And there are 5 seconds for Peter Jones on jury service starting now.
They all go into this little room and goodness knows what they do, and they come out and they give the verdict.
Ian Messiter blows his whistle at the end of 60 seconds of talk, and that tells us that the time is up, and whoever's speaking at that moment gets the extra point. On this occasion, it was Peter Jones, and he has a commanding lead at the end of the round. Derek Nimmo, will you begin the next round? The subject is oysters. And will you talk on them starting now?
I must say, I wait through June, July, and August for that wonderful day on the 1st of September when the first oysters arrive in Whitstable Dark.
Peter Jones.
Repetition of first.
Yes, I'm afraid so. And and he was so excited about his oysters, it was very sad. Peter, you have 53 seconds on a correct challenge. You take over oysters starting now.
In the centuries long ago, they were the food of poor people and have since become so expensive that only the very wealthiest can afford them. And I hope that the trend may be reversed as soon as possible, because they are the most delectable things. Although full of cholesterol, which I understand is bad for you, they are terribly useful, the shells particularly, for building purposes. Mixed with cement, concrete, they make things very strong. I found a lot at the back of our fireplace, and of course the pearls inside.
Eamon MacDonald has challenged.
Oh, he definitely started, didn't he? He sort of... You know, he did one of
that's
those.
That's an impediment. You shouldn't raise anything.
No, like it was a definite hesitation. He wasn't...
No, he didn't actually, Amy. He managed to switch subject matter in midstream rather cleverly without stuttering.
If you'd said boring, I would have agreed with you.
So, it was well tried, but I'm afraid it wasn't correct. So, Peter, you are 17 seconds left on oysters starting now.
Let us imagine for a moment that we are going out in a flat-bottom boat looking for these delectable crustaceans.
Derek Nimmer.
Two delectables.
Yes, you had a delectable before.
Did I really?
No, you feel that way about them, and it tripped you up on that occasion. Derek, the subject's back with you. There are 10 seconds left starting now.
As Samuel has said, why is it that oysters and poverty always go together, which Peter Jones has already pointed out? But my wife must be the only person...
Peter Jones.
If I already pointed it out, then he's guilty of repetition. Moreover, he's using my material.
But he did not repeat it in this particular round. Derek has a point in 3 seconds on oysters starting now.
Stuart Island oysters, those from Sydney Harbour.
Right. The subject is now Peter Jones, and it is Birds of Paradise. So, Peter, your turn to begin. Will you talk on that subject for 60 seconds, if you can, starting now?
Well, I never like this word birds with reference to girls, young ladies, or women. But if in the next world...
Eamon MacDonald.
Oh, I can't stand that reference, you see.
What?
When they call girls and women birds.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I can't either.
That's the... Amy, that's the subject on the card, Birds of Paradise.
Yes.
So he is obliged to talk about it, even if you don't like it.
But he was talking about women.
I know, I was.
I'm agreeing with you. Wash your ears out, girl.
He was just about to agree with me, which I didn't realise.
And I'm just saying what you... I mean, we've got more in common than you seem to realise, Amy.
That's why he regrets...
OK, I'll let it go.
All right, well, you'll give him a point. That's very generous of you. And Peter continues for 52 seconds on Birds of Paradise starting now.
Well, he's false stuff. I've gotten terribly fed up with it.
Derek Nero, Charlie.
False. Not very nice now.
Repetition of f-f-f, right. And you have 50 seconds on Birds of Paradise with you, Derek, starting
Birds of Paradise was a title play which was shown at the Garrick Theatre, starring the lovely Moira Lister and Mr. Robert Cooter. Equally nice, really, I suppose. And translated from the French...
Eamon MacDonald.
I'm sure it was repetition somewhere. I'm sure he said something twice. I know he did. No, he did. He did.
Yes, I said Yugoslavia three times.
No, I know I heard something twice.
But he didn't actually repeat a word twice, so he gets...
I just thought he did.
Therefore, Amy, has another point for that. And there are 40 seconds on Birds of Paradise starting now.
It was about a lady who bought a riding stable.
Kenneth Williams.
Well, bought her. That was...
Yes, that was a very positive hesitation.
I think no one could deny.
No.
Kenneth, would you talk about Birds of Paradise? And there are 37 seconds left starting now.
I think the most singular example would be the loveliness of the expanded tail of the peacock, which gaudily...
Eamon MacDonald has challenged.
Oh, I think he's cheating, you see, because the way he talks, he's spreading it out.
What about the way you talk? Help us all. Ever heard a play that of yourself?
It's not as slow as that.
Absolutely charming. Raven, isn't it?
What a nerve. Way I talk.
It's a joke, isn't it? You're not going to sit there and...
Will you be quiet for a minute and let me explain?
I think it's about time we did hear Amy talk. And as you were going rather slowly, I'm going to be rather generous to her and say she can have a point for that and let her talk about Birds of Paradise. For 25 seconds, Amy, starting now.
They're beautiful things with great long legs and streaks of colour going through their tails, stretching for yards. They have long beaks and great long feet. But should I tell you something strange? That one day somebody said to me, Amy, would you like to go to the theatre? And I said, oh, I would love to. And they said, where would you like to go? I said, I have no idea. So he said to me...
Well, at the end of that round, Amy was speaking when the whistle went, so she got an extra point.
I want to know the strange thing that he said.
Amy McDonald, it's your turn to begin, and the subject is my last public appearance, starting now.
My last public appearance was particularly exciting because I was asked to sing with the Royal Marine Band. And I thought, this is something that is really unusual for me. And I had to go to Coventry to do it. This was the only problem. So I thought to myself, how do I get to Coventry?
And Derek Nimmo challenge you.
She's been sent to Coventry twice.
Yeah.
Oh, but that was a proper noun. You can say those twice.
No, you can't. You can only say what's on the subject, my last public appearance.
Oh, so... I was going to win that one. I knew I was.
Well, I would have buzzed, but I wanted to know what happened. I'd rather know what happened to Amy in Coventry than win just a minute.
The whole of that marine band.
Yes.
Like that very famous story about the woman who had only been unfaithful twice. Yes. Once with her husband's best friend and the other time with the London Philharmonic Orchestra.
That's a bit near the bone.
Got a good reaction. Derek, you have a point for a correct challenge and you have my last public appearance starting now.
When I make my last public appearance, I'm going to take a very long time over it. I think it's a very good idea to make as many last public appearances as you possibly can. Some people go around for years.
Amy McDonald.
Oh, no, I've just remembered. I've done it wrong again because he said last twice, but you can say that, can't you?
Because it's on the card, yes.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry. Do I lose a point then?
No, you don't lose a point. He gains a point.
Oh, I see.
And, Derek, you have 26 seconds on my last public appearance, starting now.
If you mean in terms of being the last one that I performed, it was last night, which is on the card.
Oh, no, I've done it again. Oh, shut up.
trigger happy to all those Marines.
He obviously wants to tell us what happened with the Marines. He's dying to get back in again.
She keeps saying last so often.
I know,
it's every other word.
Well, we won't charge a point for that. And Derry, you continue with 22 seconds on my last public appearance starting now.
Stage the Apollo Theatre in Shaftesbury Avenue.
Oh, that was a definite hesitation.
Yes, it was, yes.
Definitely was.
Here we are, back to Coventry.
So Derek, I think's helped her back to Coventry, and we're all going to sit now with gaping mouths to hear what happened in Coventry on your last public appearance, Amy, starting now.
I got in my little car and set on my way to the M1. Going along, though, suddenly, in the back of my little car, came an awful lot of smoke.
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Repetition of my little.
Yes, I'm afraid your little came in twice.
Oh, I do say that rather a lot, actually.
Derek has a correct challenge and 8 seconds on my last public appearance, starting now.
And then I came out of my dressing room and there the audience were full and they saw me come on those stage and they all booed and said, get off, they didn't like me very much.
Peter Jones' challenge.
Repetition of stage.
Yes. 2.5 seconds, Peter, on my last public appearance with you, starting now.
It'll be probably in just a minute and then I'll go out.
Kenneth Williams, it's your turn to begin in just a minute. And the subject that Ian Messett has thought of for you is Armand Richelieu. Richelieu, 60 seconds starting now.
He was the most
formidable man in the government of France under, I think, Louis XIII. And there was a conspiracy led by Mari de' Medici to oust him, which he successfully got rid of, or whatever the proper word is. I can't call it to mind at the moment. He could say, one could say, no, I can't say.
Derek, it's a challenge.
He's saying too much.
He's saying too much. 35 seconds are left for you on Armand Richelieu, starting now.
Marshal of France, Cardinal of the Holy Roman Emperor. And then this wonderful man, who was a tremendous party celebrity, but thrown into the Bastille no less than 3 times. And then formed...
Amy MacDonald is challenged.
Repetition, he said 3 times.
We give you a point for a very good challenge, Amy, a bonus point, but leave the subject with Derek, and there are 22 seconds starting now.
His greatest hatred, of course, for Madame Pompadour was something which went through the whole of Paris for many generations. Fortunately, when she first got the king's affections, he was away fighting the wars of the Austrian succession, had this wonderful conquest in Italy, and that was the time he was made head of the armies I've just described before, do you see? But when he got back, she wanted to put him back into that prison in the center of the city. And...
Well, Derry kept going with such intensity and feeling on the subject that I don't think anybody dared to challenge it. Amy, it's your turn to begin. And the subject is what I was good at school. Can you reveal something of your school days to us in 60 seconds, starting now?
What I was good at school amounts to, really, if I want to be honest, practically nothing. But there were certain subjects I took more of an interest in than others. I remember in particular, and the reasons why, I suppose, could be quite entertaining, because I thought that French was rather nice, particularly...
Derek Nimbo, particularly. You were a bit too particular.
Right. Particularly, yes.
Yes, you were a bit too particular. And Derek has a correct challenge, a point, and 30...
Why does Kenneth look as though he's got a pain?
It's his way of showing the pleasure that he has when you're talking. He's overcome, he's transfixed by the your style and your delivery and your speech. And there are 37 seconds on what I was good at school, Derek, starting now.
When I was 5 and I was at school, I was particularly good in making models with plasticine, which I like to do very much. Little dolls I would construct, also elves and pixies. And I took part in a school play in which I played a gnome. And I went on the stage and people liked me very much because...
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Repetition of stage. Didn't he say the stage?
Not in this room.
No, that was ages ago when I was talking about the
theatre. Oh, I thought he did.
Wake up, Peter. We've moved forward a couple of subjects.
Yes, yes. I beg your pardon.
There are 20 seconds for you on what I was good at school, Derek, starting now.
I also like playing cricket. In fact, striding onto the middle of a green field with the sun blazing down on a summer morn for me was as near to a bird of paradise as I ever got at that time. And I would whack away at that red leather-covered ball and would go above the sight screens and beyond and everyone would shout, "What ho! Well played!"
So, Derek Nimmo was speaking then when the whistle went. He gained a number of points in that round, so he's taken the lead, overtaking Peter Jones. Kenneth, your turn to begin. The subject, hippos. Can you talk about hippos for 60 seconds, starting now?
Oh, this is a pachyderm quadruped, and I believe the name derives from horse and river. The two are coined together, rather like felo.
Derek Nimmo, what?
I mean, hippos, hippos is just horses. Hippopotamus he's talking about, which is water and horse.
I know horse. A hippo, if you want to show off your erudition, Derek, is the Greek for a horse.
Quite, and that's
and hippopotamus
the subject
is a water horse.
Oh, the subject on the card, hippopotamus, is it?
No, the subject is hippos. And we speak and very, very colloquially in just a minute.
But
you couldn't play the game
horse.
Without being colloquial.
But
and Kenneth was being
horse.
Very colloquial and using hippos in its colloquial phrase. And I will not allow your challenge because I don't think it was correct. I think you're being too pernickety, and Kenneth has the subject still, and 52 seconds on hippos starting now.
They are divided into stallions and mares, and then there's another one that's called a gelding, and this was very mysterious to me until I met a lady who specialised in the equestrian business.
Derek Nimmo, chap.
Actually, if I may say, he's chosen to interpret it the way that you've already ruled was incorrect.
I never ruled it was incorrect. I said you can interpret your... You've been very difficult, Derek.
Can't have gelding hippopotami.
No!
Why don't you shut your great mouth and let me get on with it?
I've hardly had anything to say in this show. It's absolutely disgraceful. I've come all the way from Great Portland Street.
I don't see why you shouldn't have a gelding hippopotamus if you could find a veterinary surgeon who was man enough to do it.
If you want to be...
That's the best remark of the show tonight so far, Peter. Well done. You have 35 seconds on hippos, Kenneth, starting
then
now.
Then there's the wooden horse, which is used to dry the clothes, or, as in the case of...
Amy McDonald's child.
Well, that has nothing to do with either hippos. It's got nothing to do with...
No,
them.
You were talking about hippopotamus.
No, you can change yourself.
You've not been talking about hippopotamus at all. You just listen.
No, he's just
you great big
nana.
Your challenge is correct, and you have a point, and you have hippos.
Good.
And you have 32 seconds starting now.
Two hippos walking down Regent Street on a Saturday morning. One turns to the other one and says, "Not very busy for Saturday morning, is it?"
Kenneth, you challenge first.
That's very good.
Yes, because it's deviation. No hippopotamus is likely to walk there.
We waited to the end
of also, it's a rotten joke, anyway.
We waited to the end of the
joke. Come on, give me the subject, hurry up.
I would like to say to the
listeners... It's nearly the end of the game. If I don't get in here, I'll never get a chance to win,
you're going to get in. But nobody can start lysing now. I just want to say to all the many listeners that we have, we waited to hear the end of Amy's story. A lot of people enjoyed it. You didn't.
We got the end of it, didn't we?
Thank
We got a lot more than the end of it, and we have Kenneth with a correct challenge, and there are 27 seconds on hippos with you, Kenneth, starting now.
They live in rivers and marshy countries and are known for a snorting which produces a flame. This can be ignited, and in fact, Ted Ray actually is lit.
Derek Nemo challenged.
I've never seen a flaming hippo.
Listen, this was conveyed to me in strictest confidence.
I think he was referring to a flaming hippo with this in the sense that Derek was. I'm prepared to be proved wrong, but I don't believe that
it is true.
Well, I don't know.
Am I going on time?
No, I'm going to put it to the audience.
No, shut up!
All right.
They are herbivorous, you fool. They're a herbivorous animal. And in eating all this stuff, it's like methane gas in a marsh. It builds up a terrible stink, you know. And you can light it.
Derek, no, you have... Derek,
pull yourself together. You're supposed to be the chairman. Take the game in hand.
I'm together. It's you who's falling apart. You've taken your jacket off.
Well, where are we up to?
What's that got to do with it?
Derek's got the flaming subject. And he has 15 seconds on hippo starting now.
While I'm staying in the Drakenbergs, I went up to a mountain reserve called Schlichlui, and there I saw...
Amy McDonald's challenge.
I don't believe there's a mountain reserve called Schlichlui.
Really? Well, it was definitely...
pronounced, yes.
Yes, it was. And Amy, you have a very good challenge there for not a correct pronunciation. Yeah. And you have 11 seconds on hippo starting now.
Two hippos wallowing in the mud, and there it is flying in all directions. And one hippo turns to the other one and says, "Funny sort of day for a Tuesday, isn't it?"
Derek did actually challenge just before the whistle. What was it,
well,
Derek?
Day, a repetition of day. Oh, yes. Funny little day for him.
Yes, she did say day before, when the other story of the hippos...
She meant Francis Day.
Oh, but that was it.
Derek, you have half a second on hippos starting now.
Omphalosi.
So, hippopotamus has gave us a lot of fun and a lot of aggravation for the chairman. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed sorting out the problem. And I will tell you what the final score is now. Kenneth Williams did very well, even though he finished in fourth place. He was a few points behind Amy McDonald, but Amy did do extremely well considering she doesn't play as frequently as the others. And she finished up behind Peter Jones in third place. But this week, a long way out in front was, once again, our winner, Derek Nimmo. We hope you've enjoyed We hope you've enjoyed Just a Minute. From all of us here, goodbye.
Chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The programme was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by John Lloyd.